Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell
you. It's time to welcome back to the show as they join us each week this half hour. Joe and Cindy Farini with their My Marriage Matters segment. Thanks for coming back, you guys. Really appreciate it.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good, good, good. Okay, so I know just based off of, you know, living in your home for however many years, that there, at the Family Life Weekend to Remember, you guys talk about how there are a lot of different types of affairs. Can you give us a little bit of a background on that?
Let me start with saying that. Let me just give a general definition for an affair. And definition of an extramarital affair is an affair is anything that's escape from reality or is a search for fulfillment outside of that marriage. A very simple definition of an affair is that an affair is anything that leads you apart as a married couple. Now, let me just start before we dive into a couple of these affairs that we have seen folks go through these affairs, and we have seen restoration as, at the end of this if they turn their life over to Christ. But let me, since we're talking about this, let me just begin with some of the two top tough ones here. And the first one, when most people think of an affair, they think the first thing they think of is this love affair. Now, I have to tell you, my preference, based upon my interaction with a lot of couples who have been affected by this type of affair, is to call this really what it is. It's a physical affair. It's an adulterous affair. And the reality is that people will commit emotional adultery before they commit physical adultery. And emotional adultery is unfaithfulness of the heart. It begins when needs are not being met at the home. And I'm not just talking about physical needs here. I mean, the primary need that is not being met in marriages today that causes people to move toward a physical affair is a lack of companionship in that marriage. Excuse me. And, most people are seduced into believing that they deserve complete fulfillment and complete happiness in their life. And that, of course, is not a reality. Yet that tension continues to exist in people's lives, and they begin to develop improper perceptions of reality. And that leads to people comparing their expectations and fantasies to real life. And eventually people begin to question their reality and not their fantasies, which actually leads to a second type of affair. And we call this affair the fantasy affair. And this affair includes pornography and romance novels and TV shows and things like that. You know, unfortunately, as people begin to engage in a fantasy affair, they begin to compare their relationship with their spouse to a fantasy lover that's been developed with a multi-million-dollar budget and many retakes of every scene. And, with the limited time that we have here this morning, I'd just like to focus on one of these causes of fantasy affair, and that's pornography. I recently read an amazing quote by Josh McDowell, and most of your listeners know who Josh McDowell is, but he said the following. He said that pornography is the greatest threat to the cause of Christ in the last 2,000 years. Wow.
Wow.
He went on to say that nothing is destroying more pastors, families, marriages, and young people today than pornography. And Cindy and I can confidently tell you that, you know, as we travel around the country and we speak at these conferences, it's becoming very clear that pornography is destroying marriages today in record numbers. And the bottom line reason for that is that pornography, what it does is it brings confusion about the purpose of sex, and that's going to always lead to incorrect expectations. And incorrect expectations will always frustrate our fulfillment expectations. And a lack of fulfillment will eventually always lead to comparing your spouse to this fantasy figure that you got dancing around your head. And that's always going to lead to some wandering eyes and potential physical affairs or other types of affairs. I just want to say this, and that is that pornography fosters isolation in a marriage relationship. So we need to take a zero-tolerance approach to any type of pornographic material. Cindy, you have another one you want to talk about?
I just wanted to make a comment to Joe's two topics there. And I just think that, you know, so many things in our Christian walk is a slippery slope to the next sin that we have. And so if we're not having our daily quiet time, and if we're not having, good conversations about the Lord, there's going to be such an easy opening for us to get into any of these types of affairs in our marriages.
Now, we had covered physical affairs and fantasy affairs, and I have, Mom, that there's also family affair. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I think that for this particular one, I think the one thing we want to make sure we all understand is that, you know, Jesus should be first in our lives, but then next in our marriage, in our lives, should be our spouse. And so a lot of times with this family affair, what we see begin to happen is where maybe the interest and the time, instead of being toward our spouse, we sort of shift that, and then it becomes a focus on our children. And there's nothing wrong with focusing on children, but it's when the children become number one. And we had seen, we had seen a number of years ago, a neighbor had said to me, and we always see that they say something rather vague, and then pretty soon you start to see things fall apart. And this one neighbor had said to me, you know, I had gone somewhere with my husband. We were sitting there enjoying the festivities, and all of a sudden I looked at him and I said to myself, who are you? Mm. And I said to myself that very moment, and I wasn't really a friend so close to her that I could really speak to this directly to her, but she said to me, all of a sudden I began to realize, like, who is this man? And I don't know if I want to be married to him anymore. Ugh. And I said to Joe later, I said, you know, either she's going to make this work or they're going to wind up getting a divorce. And sadly, they wound up getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. And so I think that a lot of these affairs, these secondary affairs, like Dad mentioned the fantasy affair and I'm mentioning the family affair, some of these can lead to other affairs, you know. So if I'm having a family affair where my kids are first, or for that matter, an extended family member, maybe there's such a concentration on a family member outside of your own immediate family member. So we start to do things that are really off the course, and then pretty soon there's another area because there's no attention lacking, and so we drift into a physical adulterous affair. So a lot of these can sort of cross over and blend into the other. I think what we find all the time is the bottom, very bottom of all of this is it becomes a heart issue. And Joe mentioned that at the very beginning, that it's just a heart issue. And what are we going to do with that when we start to realize that we're off course? What are we going to do with that?
Yeah, and it's such an important point you're bringing up in this, because far too often I see the world defining affair in one way. It's a physical affair, and that anything else really doesn't count as that. And we in the church have to understand that that is such an incomplete definition. And you're giving us so many important points. Thank you so much for digging deep on this one. If folks want to get more connected to the two of you and this topic in particular, what's the best way to do that?
Well, either CindyFarini.com or JoeFarini.com. That's our website. You can get through to us through email or on My Marriage Matters, which is on Facebook. And let me just add, we're sharing three this week. We'd like to share the remaining three next week that I think will help listeners. But definitely, you know, let's just start with our heart attitude and start to really kind of dig deep. And maybe we have this next week for our listeners to start to think about what might be affecting their marriage that's not leading them to oneness.